This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Are you balls jiggling?
They all suck balls.
Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Lace them up, you little bitch. Let's go.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
I mean, I love him, but what a bitch.
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
Freaking punch it, bitch.
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
You freaking bitch.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
Because this bitch is behind maintenance. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
We have confirmed Isaac Rop Cat Aids, but he's feeling much better, so we're expecting him here tomorrow, so don't worry. Also, a conflicting report that he was just playing golf today and probably be back tomorrow anyways, but
that'll happen too.
Who's to say? One of those two things. Flip a coin on that. By the way, the movie we were talking about, The Strangers.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
But I do remember another one of that same era called The Others. Yeah. And so, yeah, those horror films all mixed together.
It's the idea of, like,
someone messing with you because they can.
Yes. Yeah. That is such a haunting line. Because it's not a great movie. And again, The Mask. It's one thing when, like, there's, like, a big scary-looking monster, like the Freddy Krueger. But when it's the seemingly normal person. And they're not being over, they're just, they've kind of surrounded you. And that idea of, why are you doing this? Because you were home.
Yeah, and it's Liv Tyler saying that, why are you doing this?
Yeah, and it's just in this real quiet voice, because you were home. The randomness of it is kind of what has always freaked me out. And someone was saying, like, theirs was when they take the garbage out late at night and they have to walk down the driveway, it's always just me and my kid. And he said, I always think, what the hell happens if someone just rushes me? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just that I think we all have that weird little thing of, what if this happens? And then, like, 99 times out of, you know, actually it's 99.9% of the time, nothing happens.
Well, and did you see
But on the one chance that it does, then you're like, ah, hell.
You see the little anecdote here on the text line? I was gaming one night in my bedroom, headphones on. I hear my dog barking, but she's outside when she shouldn't be. I walked to the living room and saw my sliding door was open. I see a silhouette a few steps back from the door. The guy then asks me if he can hide in my house. I yell, get the F out of here, and he ran off. Absolutely wild.
Right?
Like, can you imagine going downstairs and you hear Ka rustling around and there's just a shadowy, like, figure outside your door?
Well, I love the idea of my man just being like, hey,
is it cool if I come in for a while?
I don't mean to scare you or whatever, but I'm going to need to hide out for a little bit. But you know, hear the story, what was the Boston Bomber guy? He was hiding in someone's boat.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, some dude heard something, then he goes out and there's blood on his boat. He's like, oh my God. And there's a manhunt going on.
Yeah. Well, and that was the story that you brought up earlier, was like my mom's coworker, where they, this person who like rushed into their house, they were on the run from, I think they were like an escaped inmate or something. They were on the run from the cops. They tried to ditch their clothes. They're looking for new clothes in a car, basically, which is why the person showed up completely naked,
yeah,
like coming through their back door.
Dude. Yeah, the only thing I've ever had that when I was renting a house in La Center, we were building a home. So we moved from Souk Mountain into like a little, you know, the cookie cutter neighborhoods where there's like three floor plans.
Sure.
So all the homes look alike. They're just flipped.
Yeah.
One has the door on the right side, one has the door on the left side, but it's the same home. We were renting a home for like a year while mm-hmm. we built the house. And it was late at night. I'd say maybe like 9:30 or 10, because it wasn't that late, but it was night. And, I was just sitting in the living room, and again, I am not a door locker, although now we have automatic locks, so I don't even have to lock the door. The door locks itself.
Does it for you.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. And then, you know, after a certain period of time, but I'm not a door locker, but my wife at the time was. She is a notorious door locker. She wasn't messing around. My late wife was a secure individual. And I'm like, what's happening in this neighborhood in La Center? And the door goes to open, and like door handle turns, and someone's trying to open the door, and I'm like, well, that's odd. And then someone starts, like, you get like someone hitting the door, and I'm like, what? And the dog, my dog start losing it. I had a Doberman at the time. Dog's freaking out, barking and yelling, and my man's just like slamming against the door, and I'm like, holy crap. So I run and I grabbed a gun. And I went down and I yelled at the guy through the door. I'm like, what the hell? And the dude's like, I'm here. And he's clearly slurring. I'm like, oh my God, it's some tweaker.
He pulled a Ryan Russillo.
And he's like, I'm here. And he's hitting the door. And I'm like, my man, you need to stop. I'm like, if you break down this door, I'm like, there's a dog. And by the way, there's a gun. And he's like, who's this? And I'm like, what?
Is this Bill's house? No, it's not.
So we put the dogs away, and I'm like, dude, stop hitting the door. I'll answer it. So we answer the door. My neighbor was a trucker. He always had his big truck out front. My man that was at the door, I thought it was the trucker because there was another truck out front. He was having an affair with the wife. So when that guy was gone, a different trucker was showing up.
Uh-huh.
So my neighbor hears the commotion. She comes over.
The affair outed because his drunk ass was showing up at your door.
He thought he was, he showed up, by the way.
He thought he was showing up at his lover's home.
Bold move to show up S-canned in your, and it didn't have the cab on. It was just the truck.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. My man shows up, parks the truck, and thinks he's barging in for a little bit of the
late night nookie.
Little late night nookie. And the neighbor was like very apologetic, and then she was like, can you please, like, and she, I was like, oh, like, see what's going on here. Very apologetic. She was like, please don't tell my husband this is all a misunderstanding. And I'm like,
oh boy.
Misunderstanding.
Mrs. Jones, what have you been getting into?
That's the closest thing we ever had. And I do think about that sometimes. Had my wife not locked the door, what would have happened if I'm sitting on the couch and just
confused drunk guy walks in?
Yeah. Yeah. And he was bursting in. He's like, hey, baby. First, I'd have to ask my wife, excuse me, are you
expecting someone?
Are you expecting someone? What's happening here? That's the only thing I've had where there's been anything like that. I've never had anyone attempt to break in or anything like that other than, you know, that. That's kind of a weird thing. But yeah, stuff like that can haunt you. If you've experienced that, I'm guessing if you've had your house broken into or you've had a traumatic experience like that, it probably sticks with you. And when we come back, I will get to this. I promise we're not going to kick this down the road. This was literally one of the scariest things that I've seen in a long time. And if you were the kid that had this happen to you, get cable, Mom. I'm up. I'm not going to bed. Because that whole, is there a monster under the bed?
Nightmare fuel for life.
We'll talk about it when we come back. Club 1080. All right. Now, if you ever wanted to freak out a kid, this is the way to do it. Because we all have something. Maybe you saw Jaws when you were a kid. Or mine was, I saw It and Clowns to this day. Give me the heebie-jeebies. We all have stuff that happens to you as a child tends to stick with you for life. if you're afraid of clowns, sharks, snakes, whatever.
Yeah, I thought I was going to fall into a whale tank at Marine World because I watched Free Willy where that happened to the kid.
Yeah, and then that, for whatever reason, now when you see one, you may not be scared of it, but the anxiety level
triggers a little bit.
Yeah, it triggers up a little bit, right? Or if you're claustrophobic, there's a good chance maybe your brother, you know, held you down or, you know.
Pillowcase over the head, stuffed you in the closet, something
yeah,
like that.
Something yeah, something like that. Yeah, that stuff sticks with you. So this comes to us from Kansas, by the way, land of one Isaac Robb, Benton County, Kansas. And I think we've all, I mean, we've all had to deal with this. If you're a parent or you just were a kid, you probably had one of these. Monster in the closet, monster under the bed, right? Nightlight sort of thing. I mean, I had one of my daughters that always had me make sure that everything was safe in the room. So it doesn't say how old the kid was, but obviously somewhat of a young kid. If this kid needed a babysitter and was asking that the babysitter needed to check for a monster, so babysitter puts the kid to bed, and it doesn't say the kid's name. Obviously, they've protected that. And it's a female babysitter, by the way. So she's there, and the kid is complaining there's a monster under the bed. And the babysitter comes in and says, no, you know, there's no monster. You need to go to bed. Leaves the room. Kid calls out again. Babysitter comes back in, and she says, there's a monster under the bed. Or the kid says, there's a monster under the bed. So the babysitter, I'm sure, is doing the, okay.
Fine. I'll look.
That's fine. So the babysitter probably turns on the light and does the, God, just go to bed. Looks underneath the bed.
See, Johnny, no monsters. What?
No. There was a 27-year-old man hiding under the bed.
God.
Yes. So the guy who's hiding under the bed, he was 27 years old. He freaks the hell out, obviously, that he's been discovered. The kid jumps out of bed because now I'm sure the babysitter screams and yells. The kid jumps out.
Oh, no.
Dude scrambles out from under the bed, struggles with the babysitter, knocks the kid to the ground, and then the guy ended up fleeing from the house. Thank God that's all that happened. So the babysitter calls 911. And by the way, how about that story? Yeah, there was a monster under the bed, and it turned out it was a creepy dude.
Yeah, just calling like, that's the one thing about, like, calling 911. Obviously, you have to do it, but to be able to explain a situation like that, that is so instant and unfolding, like, there's a person under my bed. Well, does that person live there, sir? No, they don't! They're not supposed to be there!
Yeah, so I guess when the cops showed up, he wasn't there. And it's a small town. It's about 15,000 people. It's in the western part of the state. The suspect was gone. But the babysitter told them the child had been complaining about a monster for some time before she found the subject.
Like for some time that day or for like weeks?
I don't know. It just said for some time. Said the deputy searched the house, weren't able to find the man until the next day when he was captured after a foot chase. The news release said. Online court records show that the man had posted a bond about 10 days earlier after he was charged with criminal threat, domestic battery, and violating a protection order for abuse. Those allegations were alleged to have occurred in January and February. He was like a wanted felon.
God.
And he was hiding under the damn bed.
I always wonder, like, how did you pick that place? Was it just you found a door that was unlocked? Or, like, you thought you... I mean, how you end up there? And, like, what do you think is going to happen from there? You're just going to lay low for a little while in Jimmy's bedroom?
Following the latest arrest, judge ordered him jailed without bond. Sheriff's office additional request for charges, including aggravated burglary, aggravated battery, and child endangerment.
Aggravating my nightmares.
Oh, my God. I can't. That kid will never be okay. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. And you know what? Just like I said, lights aren't ever going off. And by the way, that bed frame, gone. Bed's on the floor, mattress, you got floor bed
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're going to have an adult one day that is traveling for business and can only sleep in hotels where the bed touches the ground.
Yes, absolutely. By the way, no more closet, that's gone.
Nope.
Board up the closet, no curtains.
Also, I'd like to have 24-hour security detail around my fortress house.
How do you explain to that kid
that it's okay to go to sleep?
That it's fine.
It's not... You can't.
In what world?
Because that involves convincing yourself that it's fine. And it's not.
It's not. It's not fine. That babysitter, too, never can babysit again.
No. She probably, never. She might not even have kids because of it.
Never again. Imagine the next time that babysitter and the kid. By the way, if you want something really effed up, like if you really wanted to screw with someone in the most D-ish way possible, you hire that babysitter, and then you put your kid up to it. You're like, all right, here's what's going to happen. You just tell the babysitter. I know, John. Don't worry about it. Just tell the babysitter that there's
just see what she says.
Tell the babysitter there's a monster under the bed. And just see what happens.
Dude, that's a quick way to have your kid unattended for the rest of the night. That babysitter is running for the hills.
I read that today, and I'm like, that's the worst. I mean, the worst story would be if something happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But outside of like a horror story.
Just pure like fear stricken into the family.
Thing to ever happen. Because I have some childhood phobias, you know, because of stuff that happened to the kid.
Sure.
Nothing like that. Absolutely nothing. Mm-mm. F that guy. That dude, like, straight, that's, what is the Parks and Rec? Straight to jail. Straight, no trial.
Oh, yeah.
Straight to jail. You hiding under a bed, mm-mm, hiding under a child's bed, mm-mm, it'd be like 30 years in prison. Under no circumstance should you ever hide under a child's bed.
Like, can you sue that person for, like,
where are the advocates?
For damages?
Can Donnie? We need a lawsuit. We need to get you out to Benton,
Kansas. Like, seriously, if that kid has, like, social and anxiety issues for the next 20 years, can they sue for damages for that psycho, like, messing with their brain?
Says, I'll take valid reasons for lifelong therapy for $500, Alex.
Yeah.
Yep. How do you explain to me that that's okay? Like I said, you don't. Again, going back to, I was mentioning that movie, The Strangers, there's a really good movie that, same thing, it gave me the heebie-jeebies. I saw it when I was a little bit younger, and it's called Christopher Walken, by the way, 82 years old today.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken's in a movie called The Prophecy. And
I feel like I remember that one.
It's a good movie. He plays the Angel of Death.
Okay.
And I believe that Viggo Mortensen plays the devil.
Okay.
And it's a great devil. I don't know about you. I enjoy a
Viggo's
good...
Viggo's ripe for a role like that.
I enjoy a good satanic performance. Al Pacino in The Devil's Advocate. Because, like, it's not scary when the devil's, like, red with horns. But when the devil's just, like, a dude...
Who's pure evil.
But, yeah, and there's, like, he's got that edge to him because, well, you know, mm-hmm, the devil. Right? So the whole movie about the prophecy is there's a detective who was going to be a priest, and then he saw images of the other side, like a war in heaven, and he lost his faith. So now he's like, he doesn't really believe in anything. And he ends up in the middle of this holy war between angels. And he's sitting there in church, or he's sitting there like, and the devil comes and hugs him. He comes up from behind him, and he's a grown man, and he hugs him. And he says, little Tommy Daggett is the guy's name. And he said, oh, how I loved listening to your prayers when you were a child. And he goes, my favorite part was when you would pray to the Lord that I wasn't underneath your bed. And he whispers to him and goes, guess what? I was. And it is so...
Nope, get me out of here.
Chilling.
Nope, nope.
And he flings himself across the room and turns.
I'm sorry, I want to run.
And is face to face with the devil.
Mm-mm.
And I just, in that moment, I was like, that is the scariest thing that the devil could say a million things to you. I'm convinced that's the scariest thing. Remember when you thought I was under your bed listening to your prayers? I was. Ah! Done. Over. Now some poor bastard kid in Kansas has to deal with this.
Nope. That poor kid.
Yeah. So sad. All right.
Terrifying.
No more of that. Scary monsters under the bed, which, by the way, check under the bed for monsters.
And people, apparently.
And people. Escaped convicts, you know. Keep an eye on that. When we come back, I've got Cheeto News, and I've got Otter Raccoons teaming up. This is
beautiful. A dream for you? If that was nightmare fuel.
I need to get on a plane.
This might be the other side.
I need to get on a plane to Wisconsin because this story has me jammed up, the under the bed story, this otter raccoon story. It's the feel good story of the year so far. Club 1080 when we come back here, though, Buckwheat Sports Center. Okay, we need a much friendlier story.
A palate cleanser, if you will.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah.
By the way, everyone basically is in at this point saying, screw this whole thing with the guy under the bed.
It's one of the scarier stories we've relayed to you all.
Yeah, it's just, it's no good. It's no good whatsoever. Although someone does bring up the point, and it's a valid one, I don't think I could get under a bed. Like,
true.
So I would say if there is something hiding under your bed, it's probably a small person. Doesn't make it any less scary. I don't care who you are. I'm a big guy. It would still scare the hell out of me if I looked under my kid's bed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Any adult, period, male or female, under a child's bed who you don't know is scary.
It's no good. The shock alone, the jump scare alone is enough to make you take a little poop in your Swiss hiking shorts.
Yeah.
But I often think about that, like, in the movies. Who can hide under a bed? I've never been under a bed in my entire life. Did back in the day, were beds, like, more elevated? Like, I can't even get my, like, I look under my bed sometimes, and there's, like, dog toys, and I'm, like, horrified at, like, the dust and dog hair.
Yeah, we have a bed frame that it allows it to elevate the bed a little bit. We have, like, drawers underneath the bed. Yeah. So, like, those go to the floor. There's nowhere to go underneath the bed.
You can't get under the bed.
No, there's no under to get under. But, like, I do remember, like, some kids' houses, like, had, like, lofted beds or whatever. Yeah. Like, you can do, especially even, like, I mean, not that this would happen, or I guess it could happen in college, too. But in college, a lot of kids loft their beds because it's more storage to put stuff underneath there.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a lot of space, that is a way to, like, kind of create almost extra closet space for a kid.
I do think in college, I think at one point, because you're white trashed and you're in college, I think I did the cinder block bed. You know, you just go get, you can't, like, you just, like, get a bunch of cinder blocks and you put your bed up on it. Yeah, and then you can cram everything under there. Yeah, I remember doing that. So I suppose in that situation. But like as an adult, there's no way. I don't believe under any circumstances I'm getting under a bed. I don't think I'm capable of. So even if I wanted to do the jump scare, I think I'd have to do the closet. I think the closet's the easier way to, you know, to scare someone. But like remember like in the movie Taken, like he's like, hey, go get under the bed. What do you mean get under the bed? You're supposed to be some expert. How the hell are you getting under the bed? How do you know that bed out there in France, she's able to climb under?
Yeah, I would say that maybe, I mean, what percentages of beds could a person fit under? 50 or less? I mean, less than half
I think
the beds?
We're talking like 10%.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that common.
No, I will say that it's not like I see a lot of my friends' bed. Like, the bed, have you seen a lot of your friends' beds?
No.
No.
Not recently.
Only if you help them move.
Sure.
Like, if I help you move, I've seen your bed. Other than that, the bedroom is kind of like when you give the tour of the house, you don't really...
Yeah, you don't spend any...
You don't really tour the...
I guess if the place is brand new, you might be like, and that's the space. Yeah. But like, you're not showing people your bedroom.
No. I just don't think the under the bed thing... That's a time gone by. No one's going under the bed. I digress. This is a great story. And it makes me happy. Because, you know, I'm conflicted about zoos. Because I love animals... And going to the zoo is fun. I like seeing the animals. We got a baby elephant now out at the Oregon Zoo. Supposedly we have a red panda. I've never seen it.
I've seen it moving.
CGI. Whatever. I will believe that the red panda exists when I get to go in and personally see the red panda and possibly feed it. Until then.
So I couldn't send you a photo right now that would prove it?
Have you seen the internet? Really?
But this photo came from me.
Yeah,
and you
probably
know me.
Doctored. Fake news. How do I know that's not an animatronic red panda? How do I know that that's not a hologram red panda? Look at you buying into big zoo propaganda, thinking that because you saw the red panda move. What, you saw it, like, barely move?
No, I saw the trainer feeding it. It was eating, so it was, like, constant movement.
Fake news. I don't believe it.
All right.
Again, I need to see it with my own two eyes.
Okay, fair enough.
Love zoos, but at the same time, I always feel bad for the animals, right? You know, it's prison. But every now and then, the animal makes a break for it, and I love it. I love when animals break out of the zoo, and then they can't catch them. So there's a zoo in Wisconsin that is currently searching for not one, but two otters. The otters broke out, and I love the otters. Otters, top five animal for me at the zoo. We walk into a zoo, immediately I'm heading to the otters. They're adorable. They hold hands. They self-pleasure. They're freaking awesome. Can't get enough of them. So these two otter bros, or I guess it's one bro, one broette. It's an otter couple. They're out and they're running around the zoo and no one can find them. But they see them at night, like on security cameras. They got the night footage of them. So this is the new Zoo and Adventure Park in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So it's two river otters, Louie and Ophelia. And they escaped March 20th and they're still on the loose.
Nice.
And so they put out some cages for them. Out in the general area of the zoo. And so they got the cameras on there and they figured they put some food out there and the otters will come in, they'll get trapped. They didn't count on one thing because the otters are interested in the traps. They've come over, but they didn't count on one thing. Animal uprising collaborations. Guess what's been springing the traps every night before the otters can get there? Boom, raccoons. Apparently, raccoons are breaking into the zoo and springing the otter traps before the otters can go. So the otters are like cruising around the cages, even at some point getting the treats that are leading them to them, and they can't catch them. They've been on the loose now for 2 weeks because the raccoons keep screwing with the traps, and they don't know how to keep the raccoons out. The raccoons aren't in the zoo. The raccoons are breaking in. I'd like to believe that the otter and raccoons have teamed up, that the raccoons are like, no, 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 we got this. I love that the zoo, of all the zoo power, they can't defeat a pair of otters and a pair of raccoons.
Yeah, I mean, like, when we would go, like, back in the day when we were kids, we had, like, Aquaman. Like, there was always the dream that, like, animals could combine forces to, you know, help each other out and even fight crime or do good. The fact that these two species are coming together is great. I mean, it might spell trouble for the humans, but you're not going to find a lot cuter than raccoons helping otters and vice versa.
Said the zoo has said that the at least one of the otters has repeatedly visited the traps, but they only attempted to enter the contraption after it had already been sprung. And then this is from the zoo on social media. Quote, raccoons have unfortunately impeded some of our efforts, even setting off the traps before an otter arrived and tried to enter it. Officials say they are now attempting to use raccoon-proof traps to ensure that they ensnare the fugitive otters. I love this story so much because there is footage of the otters and the raccoons both cruising around the traps and the zoo can't figure
it out.
So
great.
Screw you, Wisconsin Zoo. Long live the otters and the raccoons.
You're not the bosses of us.
I just love that those otters are probably living their best life. For 2 weeks now, these things have been loose and no one can find them? Hell yeah.
Well, and it sounds, I mean, you said the cages are within the confines of the zoo,
yes,
right? So it doesn't sound like the otters have really even gone anywhere. They're just, out at recess, essentially. They're like, we'll come around, we'll get some little sneaky snacks over here. And
then at night they hide out. I want to know where they're hiding out.
They probably go powwow with their buddies, the raccoons. But do otters, like, can they climb trees?
I don't know.
Or where do they, I wonder where they go.
But I'd like to think that they're in cahoots. I like, because the raccoons are nocturnal. So I like to think the raccoons are like, hey, otter bros, why don't you come with us? Screw these. What if they're leaving the zoo with the raccoons at night, coming back, eating the food that they have in the traps, and then going about their otter raccoon business?
It's like teenagers sneaking out of the house, going to party with their friends, and then they come back and they get the food that mom and dad left in the fridge.
And someone said, sorry, Zoo Coopers, there's no such thing as a raccoon-proof trap. Damn right. I love it.
You'd think the zoologists would know that.
And as someone else has pointed out, the red panda that you saw, New York City rat spray-painted red. Yeah.
That's an interesting move. Yeah. Who was it? Was it China that had the man in a bear suit?
Yes. China put dudes in bear suits. And were like, and they
the sun
said
bear?
That, and said that they were like, yeah, they were like a cinnamon bear. Yeah. And it turned out it was just some dudes. And then what was the other one? There was a China zoo that took dogs and they painted them like pandas.
Yeah.
They took Tibetan mastiffs and then painted them white and black and were like, eh, it's a panda. So you think we're above that? You think the Oregon Zoo is above that?
Oh, there's a whole cottage industry of panda dogs. They'd find these little, like, fluffy white dogs, but they would, like, dye their fur, their legs and faces black and be like, oh, this is a panda dog. It's a dog bred with a panda. And people were like, wow, this is great and it's so cute. I'll buy one. Only to find out these were just dogs that were dyed.
Yeah, I think they're doing it with, like, chows.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I love the fact that people are so dumb that they think that you can breed a dog with a panda.
Can't teach stupid.
Hey, the pandas won't breed with pandas, but you know what they will breed with?
Like those dogs.
Those dogs. Because that's a thing.
Pandas like bitches.
Pandas like bitches. All right, come back. We'll close it out with the most expensive Cheeto you've ever seen in your entire life. And if you bought it, do you eat it? Club 1080 wraps up here on The Fan. Always fascinated by stories that clearly indicate that we have too much money and we don't know what to do with it. A Cheeto shaped like a beloved Pokemon character.
Charizard?
Charizard? Are you a Pokemon guy?
I'm not, but that was like just at the tail end of, I guess what you would say was like kind of my childhood. Like my brother was into it. He's 4 years younger and it missed me, but I'm aware of some of the key players.
Yeah, like my kids were never big Pokemon people. They did do the catching the Pokemon for a little bit. Remember that was the thing? Like the
the Pokemon Go. Yeah, that was like Go. It was like an app, and you'd go catch them, and you'd battle them. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. My kid every now and then would two of my kids that would do that, but I don't really remember my kids ever doing Pokemon. Like I know Pikachu.
Yeah, Pikachu's I think kind of like the main Pokemon character essentially, but I do know that Charizard is. Is I think supposed to be pretty epic.
Yeah, supposedly this is a beloved Pokemon character, and Golden Auction House listed a Cheeto. It's presented as a 3-inch long flaming hot Cheeto in the shape of the beloved Pokemon character. It's affixed to a custom Pokemon card, encapsulated with a clear storage box. The auction's description states, it was initially discovered and preserved sometime between 2018 and 2022 by First and Gold Collectibles. The Cheeto surged in popularity on social media in late 2024.
Yeah, I'm seeing the photo now. They're calling it Cheetozard.
Cheetozard, yes. And it does, like, when you look at the actual Pokemon.
You put the silhouette side by side, it very much looks like. But this is like when people see, like, the Virgin Mary in a stain on the wall.
Sure.
Like, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You get the resemblance, but, like, no one... like
You can make a case that that certainly looks like...
But why does that make Charizard. It worth anything?
I'll tell you, it was worth something, because there were 60 bids on this Cheeto. And the winning bid... There's a buyer's premium, by the way. The winning bid was $72,000. And then there's a premium bid, which I don't understand why that's the case. Maybe you have to just pay that to the auction house. I do know that, I guess that's like when you go to, I go down to Barrett Jackson every year, you do have to pay a premium to the auction house. So someone in total for a flaming hot Cheeto in the shape of Charizard, $87,840. Yeah.
What?
$87,000.
I barely understand how someone would spend that on, like, an autographed baseball bat or, like a real fan collectible memorabilia, let alone a snack that kind of resembles this other thing.
I don't understand collectibles in general.
Right, but this is, like... And this is like a collectible that kind of looks like another collectible. It's not even the main collectible.
The only thing that you can do with this, to me, the ultimate baller move, you got to eat it.
Yeah.
You got to eat it.
It's like the banana taped to the wall.
Exactly.
You got to eat the banana.
Yeah. You just paid $87,000. And by the way, what does a Cheeto from 2018 taste like?
Probably like a Cheeto from today. As long as out of the bag, quite stale. Flavor probably held up.
$87,000. Which also led me to this. Who makes Cheetos? Is that a Frito-Lay snack?
Oh, I think that's accurate. I think they're Frito-Lay company. Or Frito-Lay brand.
Any Frito-Lay bros out there, can we,
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's like, if this was popular, could you go about, like, releasing a couple special packs and jack up the cost of those packs?
Obviously, that wouldn't, I'm talking just a one-off. If I had a Cheeto bro, could we cook up a one-off Cheeto?
Yeah, what's the next thing a Cheeto could look like that could cash us thousands?
Well, what's the most popular Pokemon? Because why can't I just now, like every couple years, why can't I just create my own Pokemon Cheeto?
It does appear that Charizard is essentially the number one.
He's the number one?
Yeah.
So the chances are, would anyone buy that there was a second random Charizard Cheeto?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you need something that's like, I'm trying to think of like another thing that people are fanatical enough about that you could convince them. I mean, like, could it be a Cheeto that looks like Taylor Swift or like Otani's face or like, I don't know.
If I worked in the Cheeto game, I would actively be trying to conjure up Cheetos that looked like things.
Sure.
And then you just, you give them to friends and you kind of, in on the cahoots. I gotta believe it's not that hard to create a Cheeto. Like, I know this is a naturally occurring Cheeto shape, but I can't fudge this. I mean, $87,000 for a Cheeto?
That just randomly looks like a silhouette of a made-up cartoon character that goes on a card.
I like where we're going with the Taylor Swift.
I'm trying to think of, like, the other things that are so hot that you could just sell them based on any resemblance. And I don't know what that thing is right now, but I bet we can figure it out.
Someone said there was a he had a small hometown in Eastern Washington, and a Virgin Mary appeared on the back of a highway sign. So many people showed up that they had to shut it down on the highway.
Wow. Somebody also here saying, like, what if you got Cheeto in the shape of, like, a Michael Jordan, like, Jumpman logo?
Yeah.
Like, could you sell that at a sports auction? I don't know.
I think I need the Jesus Cheeto.
I think you got more sway with the Jesus Cheeto.
Hello, Pokemon. Who would have thought? I guess some of those Pokemon cards, though, go for, like, $1 million.
Yeah. Like some of the that, rarest like, ones. Logan Paul or Jake Paul, yeah. Like, came out to the ring with one around his neck. Like, it was that big of a deal.
Make fun of Pokemon all you want. There's some people with a lot of money that love Pokemon cards. All right, that'll do it for us. We're back tomorrow. I believe the return of Isaac Robb. I think he was just out today playing a little golf. Buckley, good to have you back.
Good luck
with the asbestos and raid on at your house. Stay safe. Tell Grandma hi. And we'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 7, primetime, right here on 1080.